Keep calm and carry on. The famous British slogan from World War II sums up Vicky Treadle's approach to her job. She's the British High Commissioner to Australia. Today was supposed to be the day the UK left the EU. Now it's facing an election before Christmas, and the Commissioner is continuing to do her job while preparing for a possible Brexit. Vicky Treadle joined me earlier. Hi, Commissioner. Welcome to AM.
Good morning, Sabra. It's wonderful to be here.
It used to be that frequent changes in Australian prime ministers would be the butt of diplomatic jokes. Should I say thanks for taking the bat on?
Well, you know, we can understand what it felt like for Australians. So just as you go into a period of political stability, we have seen a period of unusual politics in the UK.
Seriously, how hard has it been selling your country's capabilities amid this Brexit political mess? People outside the UK have been absolutely bewildered by it.
Actually, I don't find it hard to sell my country outside the UK because that's what I've been doing all of my professional life, and fundamentally because the strengths of the UK haven't actually changed. We are a great country with so much to offer the world, the role that we have played, the influence we seek to exert on key issues that really matter. And I think overall, Britain is and has been and intends to continue to be a force for good in the world.
The December election will be a referendum on Brexit. How divided is the UK? Do you think that anger will be a motivating thing for a lot of voters?
Well, I hope not. I think I would like to trust and do trust the British people more, that when it comes to it, they will be more considered. Yes, you will have people who are very angry, who will vote. But I think if you value your democracy, if you value your right to vote, you need to be considered in the choices that you make. Clearly, Brexit will be a key issue. And in a way, going to the electorate, trying to get a clear mandate from the manifestos that each of the main political parties will put forward, people won't, as we know, just make a choice on the binary issue of Brexit. They will be looking at domestic policies too.
The High Commission's previously not had to worry too much about trade in Australia, given that you've been part of the EU. But I think now that you've boosted the numbers within the embassy working on this, something like six or seven people, with the first aim to nut out a deal if Brexit happens, will a new deal simply replace what we have already?
Well, no, the deal that we have on the table at the moment continues to be so. So if Mr. Johnson does lead his party to electoral victory, that is the deal that he will return to. So the deal is not dead. The issue will be is if there is a different government that comes in and what they will choose to do. And until the manifestos have been written, we won't know what the exact offer is. So it's not possible to comment on that now.
Just on the national security aspects, I know that there's a fair amount of interest here. The UK has allowed Huawei to be involved in the 5G rollout. It's banned by some of the Five Eye partners, including Australia. How can Australia trust the intelligence shared with the UK, given that you're allowing Huawei to be involved?
Well, first, we haven't yet taken a decision on Huawei, and in a way, because we're now going into an election period, we will await a new government for any decision to be taken. So they are not off the table, but they are not confirmed as part of the future arrangements on 5G. But let's come back to the first principles. Our Five Eyes intelligence, defence and other relationships are absolutely important to us. And trust lies at the heart of that. And certainly in our dialogue with our Five Eyes partners, we have absolute confidence and assurance amongst each other that this is not going to derail that relationship because it is too important. But let us not pretend that Huawei is not all around us now. Millions of global citizens, including many here in Australia, have Huawei phones, use that network. So, you know, let's be circumspect about where the risk is.
Hi, Commissioner. Thanks for talking to AM.
Thank you very much indeed.